Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Nothing wrong with this old house. It just needs a little home improvement.
Yeah, right. Fix this place up a little bit. Make it a little more habitable for you and your loved ones. You deserve it. Redo the bathroom. Shouldn't take more than a week, right?
I want new flooring.
Yeah, how hard can it be? We'll tear up the old flooring. Right, put in new flooring. Yeah, we've all had those experiences. I'll put a new light in, whatever. Can't take more than an hour. 4 days later.
I just want two closet poles.
Yeah, so we've been looking for your stories all for the last week. We've been talking about this. So send us your stories. Go to 1029thehog.com. Tell us your story. What happened to you when you tried to fix whatever up? If your story is read, you could win the grand prize. It's worth $1,000 from Steinhoffels and Horner Plumbing. So there you go. All right, on with the stories.
Many years ago, I was in the process of building my cabin in central Wisconsin. I usually worked by myself, and this weekend was no exception. It was a sunny Sunday afternoon. I was building an interior wall on the floor of the garage. I just wanted to get this last wall framed out and put up before heading home. I didn't have a nail gun and was pounding hundreds of nails. I'd gotten pretty good at driving these 16-penny nails. My aim was true. My swing was strong.
Until
I was in the zone and in mid-swing when I heard a very loud buzzing right above my head. I flinched, smashing my left index finger with a full power blow, and looked up to see a hummingbird 6 inches from my face staring at me. He saw all he needed to, and I instinctively shook my hand back and forth to relieve the pain.
Sure.
He took off, probably to collect his bet from his low-life hummingbird buddies. His work was done.
Watch this.
That's odd, I thought. What would be causing the bottom of my chin to feel wet?
I'm still wondering what the hummingbird was doing there, because with all that racket, you would think it wouldn't hang around.
They're
kind of jumpy, aren't they? I mean, it's like right? Yeah.
I looked down to see my crushed finger bleeding like a bubbling fountain under two flaps of skin, a throbbing finger wrapped in which had once been my fingertip. The garage floor looked like an abstract splatter art masterpiece.
Ugh.
I had a long ride home with the throbbing finger wrapped in paper towels and blue masking tape. So he drives from central Wisconsin all the way home, not to a hospital.
Go see your own doctor.
Sunday afternoon. Every so often when I'm up there, I see a hummingbird and we give each other the sup nod.
He knows he's been beat.
Then I look down at my finger and see the black mark buried underneath my skin is a permanent reminder from that fateful day, patiently awaiting the time when hummingbirds are no longer a protected species.
Ooh, he's got plans.
So he didn't befriend the hummingbird that day.
No.
He's got a vendetta.
Hello, little fella.
Right. Like the Seals and Crofts song doesn't end in bloodshed and gunfire.
Sometimes economics are the problem. Tired of spending $7 a week for a 5-gallon jug of water for the water cooler, I called City Hall to see if the Public Works Department had made a decision to run water lines to our Ozaukee County subdivision. A subdivision, and they don't run water out there? Everyone's on a well.
Might be on well.
I guess. I was told it was in the plans, but not for 10 more years. Tired of having lousy water, we decided to invest in a rust remover system for our well. The Iron Curtain unit cost a couple of grand, and we noticed an improvement right away. The wife remarked that during the holidays, we went through a lot of ice, and wouldn't a new Samsung French door fridge with a high-output ice maker come in handy?
Why, yes. It would.
I get the feeling he's a Samsung salesman. That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Seeing that we finally had good water, this would be a nice update for the house.
Right, yeah. Sure.
Home Depot had some on sale, but we ended up buying a big one, which was not on sale, for $1,800.
The ice
maker came in handy during the football playoffs, but the ice taste was just a little off. So we decided to add another filter, a super charcoal filter, to get pure crystal clean water. As long as we were at it, we ran a line to the kitchen sink and added a water tap.
Wow, ambitious. Let's put water everywhere.
This ran the cost up another $800. I figure it all added up to $5,000 when we were all said and done. For that much, I could have kept buying a $7 jug of water each week for 13 more years.
But he's not getting ice. He's not getting this delicious ice.
The city will have run the water to our neighborhood and hitting us up with a $10,000 assessment.
Yeah. Yeah, when you do the math sometimes. Yeah. But, you know, the convenience of it.
In spring 2015, our bathroom needed updating. I fancy myself a decent amateur plumber and was not daunted when my wife said it would be nice if we had two sinks instead of one.
Okay, I can see that.
I figured out a way and completed the job. The connection of elbows, connectors, and PVC looked like something from the Rube Goldberg School of Plumbing, but it worked. Rube Goldberg is an older term than, you know, Spicoli winning the Olympics. But
water's gone. There's no leaks.
Last summer, I discovered the heart-sinking sight of water dripping into our garage right below the bathroom. Mm. I couldn't access my handiwork from below, so I had to disconnect everything, move the behemoth double vanity, and tear out a portion of the wall covering the pipes. I felt many emotions as I discovered that my plumbing was not the source of the leak.
Oh.
But after a brief search, I discovered that the water line to the refrigerator on the other side of the bathroom wall was the culprit. A $3 part, and 5 minutes later, the leak was fixed. As I repaired all the unnecessary destruction, I was only slightly comforted by the fact that my plumbing was quality work. By the way, we never used a second sink, and it was usually filled with curling irons and cosmetics.
Well, it's handy. I need the space.
$3.
What is it with women and filling that sink with cosmetics and curling
irons?
It's
a place to put stuff.
God.
As long as they're on the not worth it.
All right.
It was January 2016, and my wife and I got tired of our dreary bathroom upstairs. We decided to completely redo it. We removed all the hard-mounted towel racks, floor, wood trim, and light fixtures. After some drywall work, paint, and a new floor, I was carefully putting up the oak.
Are these all going to be oak letters this year?
No. Just thought I'd point that out.
Mm.
Carefully putting up the oak trim work back on.
Yeah.
I had done this 100 times, so it was nothing new to me. My best friend is a carpenter, so he taught me some tricks of the trade over the years. While putting the trim back on the windows, I remembered a trick he taught me. He called it pinning. It's nothing more than not only nailing the wood back to the wall, but also nailing the trim piece, in my case, above the window to the piece on the side of the window. It keeps the trim work from moving and causing a gap to form between where both the trim pieces meet. I'm having a hard time understanding that, but we move on. I had my pneumatic finishing nail gun in my left hand and pushed against the trim. Using my right hand, I carefully held the trim pieces together and pushed them flat against the wall. When I felt everything was lined up, I pulled the trigger. Immediately, I felt a driving pain in my right hand's fingers. Initially, I thought I just splintered the wood, or the tip of the nail poked through the wood and poked my finger. Boy, was I wrong. My initial reaction was to shake my hand profusely to shake off the pain. Ugh. When I stopped shaking to assess the damage, to my surprise, I had shot the nail clean through the wood and nailed my middle finger and index finger completely together. The nail was going straight through the middle of my index finger and got about halfway through my middle finger before running out of momentum. Realizing that this isn't good and hurts quite a lot, I started shouting for my wife. She comes running in and checks out and the scene and starts freaking out. This, in turn, gets the kids crying because Daddy is hurt.
Well, they're
Meanwhile,
scared.
He still has the same problem.
Yeah. I'm a mechanic by trade, and I've hurt my fingers thousands of times. I decided I'm going to fix this myself. Hopped up on adrenaline and in a bathroom full of tools, I rapidly spread my fingers and ripped the nail out of my middle finger.
Oh,
The nail is still embedded completely through my index finger and sticking out both sides. But at least now my fingers are no longer nailed together.
Okay, things are getting better.
Yes.
We're moving ahead here.
Then the blood starts. This now gets my wife in a panic. I'm like, relax, I got this. I reach for my pliers and she's asking in a hyper tone what I'm going to do. Shaking and wired on adrenaline, still, I tell her I'm just going to pull the nail out.
Very simple at this point. Right. There's one thing left to do.
It's not a screw. It's a nail.
She takes my pliers and says, no way. You're going to the hospital. I'm like, nah, I'd rather not pay all that. I'd just do it myself.
Right.
She refuses to let me and instead calls my nurse mom who says, I need to go to the hospital. I say, I'm just going to drive myself to the hospital so we don't have to load up the kids and go to the emergency room at 9 p.m. on a Saturday. Again, she refuses for fear I may pass out driving. Mind you, I'm still bleeding and still have a nail in my finger while arguing. I give in and my dad comes to get me. He only lives a few minutes away. While waiting for my dad and knowing the speed of the hospital, I decide to use the bathroom real quick. Ever try to pee with a nail sticking through your finger?
No. Mm-mm.
I caught the nail in a sideways motion in my pants, causing a whole new world of pain. The pain shoots up my back and causes me to get lightheaded and fall over from the pain, smashing my head on the door.
Oh,
now I'm woozy, bleeding, head pounding, and laying on the floor with my pants open. I stand back up and fix myself. While doing so, I look at the window trim and realize I didn't finish nailing it in place. Still got a nail in my finger. I pick up my nail gun and say to hell with pinning it and just nail the trim up normally. My dad finally shows up and takes me to the ER at 9 p.m. on a Saturday. The doctor was so amazed, he even took a picture of my finger. The best part, he walks in with a standard issue pair of Stanley pliers, holds my hand down, and rips the nail out with one quick motion. Mm-hmm. You know what I wanted to do.
Well, she was trying to help.
I finished the bathroom project a few days later, except it cost me an additional $800 in doctor bills. Next time, I'm just going to leave the trim work up and paint around it.
Either way, he's going to have to go to the doctor and get a tetanus shot, right?
I guess, wouldn't you?
Unless he's had one recently.